The city of Syracuse may expand its sidewalk snow removal program from 20 to 38 miles. The Syracuse Common Council is expected to vote on the measure today, but as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some city councilors question if enough sidewalks leading to schools are being covered.
Syracuse began its sidewalk snow removal program back in January. City officials say it was a success, and they want to continue building on that network. At a recent council committee meeting, Syracuse transportation planner Neil Burke said the focus is to deter people from walking in some of the city's busiest streets when it snows.
We want to provide a clear path for pedestrians as part of our transportation network. And if you look at the map, these routes all sort of snake back together. So we're creating a usable network year-round for pedestrians based on safety, based on traffic volumes, and based on where we know folks are going.
But some counselors, like Bryn Lovejoy Grinnell, say they want the sidewalks leading to schools to be the priority.
The district sometimes talks about, well, you know, kids have a hard time getting to school
sure.
when their routes aren't plowed.
City officials were receptive to the idea, and the new routes would cover more, but still not all, schools. If the measure passes, the city will use the same snow removal company, JSK Snow Services. The city was added to JSK's liability insurance, and the company is expected to hire a few additional Syracuse residents as workers. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.